Let us now try to seek the Lord's countenance in this evening hour. All-knowing and all-sufficient Lord, ever faithful and ever true, God of the oath and of the everlasting covenant, Thou dost bring us together in Thy house for the second time on this day of rest. By renewal we may gather with children and grandchildren. Thou hast not made an end with us. We are still in the land of the living. Thy word of truth is in our midst. And, O Lord, then it is still possible to gather in quietness and in peace. What maketh us to differ from so many others who have not that word in their midst or in their home, perhaps have never heard or read that word, but also others that have no opportunity to gather in quietness and in peace, where they are hindered or persecuted, perhaps even in prisons or in other places of oppression. Our Lord, help them, deliver them, and build Thy church. Wilt Thou be mindful of us then in this evening? For in this morning Thou hast given us Thy word, not only that we could hear it, but also that we could see it. Lord, Thou didst come and didst give yet a message unto us. What a wonder would it be if in this day there would be sinners pricked in their heart and they come to realize that they have not any part in that precious mediator who has testified, I am the bread of life. Oh, to eat Him, then we must have faith. To eat Him, then we must have life. And by nature, we have lost it all. We have forfeited everything. We have ended up dead in trespasses and sins. Bitter enemies and haters of Thee, haters of our neighbor, lovers of self and lovers of sin. Oh Lord, it is on our side such a hopeless state. There is no remedy that we can ever employ. There are no works that we can perform. There is no deliverance that we can work ourselves. But oh, what a blessing would it be if Thou wilt bring us to an end. Entirely and utterly to an end. Lord, then there comes room that the Savior will work. Then there comes room that He Himself will undertake what we can never do of ourselves. Wilt Thou now give in this evening hour some time to meditate upon what has taken place in this morning hour, that the bread was broken and the wine was poured, pointing to the body of the Savior, which was broken, scourged, nailed to the tree, but also that blood was shed, even from that crown of thorns, from the buffeting, and that those nails did pierce His helpless hand and feet, that the spear went into His side and pierced even His heart, blood and water. Our Lord, who can fathom the depths of that bitter suffering of Prince Emmanuel, And he did it so willingly. It was his delight to do thy will, to suffer, die, descend into hell. Who can ever fathom his great love unto his Father's attributes, his great love unto wicked sinners, but chosen and beloved by him, the Father and the Spirit from all eternity. Lord, these depths, these secrets, these great matters of salvation we can only adore, and that we may yet worship thee in them all. But then we ask, Lord, may we be partakers of that grace. May there be also little boys and girls. May there be young people that come to realize how blessed is the portion of thy people. And if we miss it, and if we die, then it is lost forever. But now in that present day of grace, there is an abundance of salvation. Even as was evident at the table, there is bread and to spare. There is wine and there is still more. Ah, Lord, then there is room for the greatest of sinners, for the youngest and the oldest of sinners, for the most hardened sinners, the blindest ones. Ah, Lord, thou knowest every case. Wilt thou now in this evening give us to consider something of what has taken place, and that for thy Zion there lies comfort, there lies strength, there lies encouragement and hope, that shall not be put to shame, that ere long the strife shall be ended, the warfare be finished, the enemies cast out, an everlasting entrance will be given in the glories that abide. And there, says the poet, I shall be satisfied. Lord, wilt thou remember us then? Be with thy people. Thou knowest if they received a blessing. Thou knowest if they went home empty. Thou knowest if they were not able to come and are cast down. Or if thou didst give them a blessing even in the pew or in the home. For thee nothing is too wonderful. Oh, to wait upon thee is a great grace. For to run ahead of thee, Lord, then we go astray. And before we are brought back, oh, that takes a divine wonder by renewal. But Lord, there may also have been who were nourished, strengthened, even with the hidden strengthenings of thy Spirit, that their feeble faith was yet given to believe. Take refuge unto thee. Ah, Lord, then it is for the unworthy ones, for the undeserving ones, for the poor and needy, for the guilty and for the sinners. Lord, then it is, then it are those that are indebted, that are persecuted, that have no one to help, that have no inheritance left anymore. They are the Ruths that have nothing to hope for. They are the Moseses that lose everything in the land of Egypt, and yet that precious choice, rather to suffer affliction with that people of God than to enjoy all the pleasures of sin for a season, and by faith an eye upon the recompense of the reward in Christ Jesus. Lord, thou knowest everything. Remember the congregation. Convert yet what is unconverted, and wilt thou be mindful of thine own and provide each a portion. Remember our nation, those that are governing over us, Lord, wilt thou convert? Wilt thou give those that shall hearken unto thy laws and testimonies? For sin is a reproach unto any people. Remember also the world with all the turmoil, the trouble and the great, great dangers. Lord, look upon us still. Preserve yet peace. Help those nations under onslaughts and assaults. Deliver thou them. Work grace in the hearts and be with thy people there. Wilt thou also remember us, Lord, in the unknown future, but that our eyes may be upon thee and not fastened upon a man. Wilt thou regard the school with all the needs, all the wants, the school board, the teachers, the drivers, and all those that help. Oh, Lord, thou knowest what is all necessary, especially in this year. Wilt thou give strength and courage to continue unto all that are involved? But, Lord, wilt thou also bless it and drive us upon our knees if thou wilt yet supply those teachers with grace and gifts that can help us, that are supplied by thee. Lord, look upon us then. Be with the congregation. Be with the student also in the theological school. Help in the instruction in this week. Wilt thou teach us? And remember us in mercy. Lord, whatever else there is needed, a husband and father who hopes to commemorate that his years have been multiplying, becoming older and becoming weaker, is experienced. But visit him from on high with saving mercies. Lord, be with his wife, the children also, and guide in the unknown future. Lord, look upon us. Whatever we forget, wilt thou not forget it. But wilt thou be pleased to grant fresh oil, that unction from on high. Be our guide, go before us with thy light and thy truth. Lord, that thy spirit may be our constant aid. We ask it all in the pardoning of our iniquity. And that for Jesus' sake alone. Amen.